Interviews on The Fan are presented by the Honey Smoked Fish Company.
Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company is now available at your favorite Walmart.
That's probably pretty good, Cody. I mean, how many walls can you sell?
You need to get out more, Mac.
What?
Honey Smoked Salmon, now available at Walmart.
So they don't sell walls.
Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by SunPower Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer. In studio with me today is Austin Parr. We are talking a lot of conventional fishing. We're covering it. But right now, we're going to go right back to the phones. And joining us, they're volunteers for Colorado Parks and Wildlife by the Chalk Cliffs Hatchery. And I believe we have Kevin. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Terry.
You know, when I say Kevin, people don't expect to hear a woman with that soft southern drawl answering the phone. But you come up here to spend the summers and you volunteer at the hatchery, is that right?
That's correct. This is our third summer to be able to volunteer at Chalk Cliffs.
So you're kind of liking Colorado?
We love Colorado.
But you know, you're also helping out with an incredibly important part of the fishing in Colorado. The hatchery system. I don't think we're going to talk more about this later in the show on how to catch these fish, but I came from the Midwest and we had lakes that were full of bluegills and perch and crappies. And as a kid, you could grow up with a bobber, and you had those down in Texas too. You could grow up with a bobber and a worm and catch as much as you want. We have some of that in Colorado, but really the panfish of Colorado, the reliable angling experience for both kids and people that just don't get out a lot are the stock trout. And it takes a lot of time and energy to raise those. And you kind of are able to give people some insight into that, aren't you?
We sure are. A lot of people don't realize, but rainbow trouts are not natives to Colorado. So if it weren't for the hatcheries, it would not be nearly as much fun for the anglers that come here.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you know, not only do they stock those fish as, throughout the hatchery system, they'll stock them as sub-catchables, catchables, and even brood fish. I think your hatchery is mostly catchable fish for the Front Range. As you and I have talked, we'll get into that in a minute.
Right.
But they get out there, and a lot of those fish hold over in these Front Range lakes and get quite large, too.
Yes, they do.
So tell us about, I was talking to Austin here, and I guess neither one of us was really very aware of Chalk Cliffs Hatchery. Tell us about the hatchery, where it's located, and what people would see there.
Okay, well, I could say that Chalk Cliff Hatchery is probably the best-kept secret in Chaffee County. People will pass our hatchery up, heading up towards St. Elmo's or Princeton, Mount Princeton Resorts, and just fly by the turnoff to come to our hatchery. We're on County Road 207, which is on the way to St. Elmo's, if you're familiar with where that is.
And now if I came into the hatchery, and Austin told me before, that Austin, you said you want to go see it.
I would like to. You know, you don't really have an opportunity to actually go in and see the operations of a hatchery very often, so this is a unique opportunity.
So if you come in there, what do you see and how can you participate?
Okay, well, when you first come into our hatchery, you'll come into the gate, and you'll see on your left-hand side, you'll see a four-bay garage kind of building, and the visitor center is in the very first bay. And what we have in there is we have a video that we'll show you, and I can tell you more about what the video talks about. We also have examples of different animals and our fish and birds from the area. Like we have a taxidermy golden eagle, we have a horned owl, we have a heron, we have some fish, like we have a rainbow trout example and a lake trout and a western pike, and then more. So you get close up and see what these animals look like that are in this area. Also, I said we have a video that we show, and it's very informative video. It talks about the role of hatcheries here in Colorado, about how Colorado manages the fish industry. It discusses the history of the hatcheries and different methods of transporting the fish. It's very informative, and people always are amazed at what they've learned when they see the video. It lasts about 10 minutes. We answer questions about the hatcheries, and we do a special thing at our hatchery that is close to my heart, and we do an art activity with kids. And after we visit, spend time in the visitor center, people are given a bucket of food, and they can roam around the hatchery and feed the fish.
Well, tell me about the art activity for the kids. What do they do?
I'll tell you. It's close to my heart. I was a first-grade teacher in my earlier life, and I'm an artist, too, so art and kids kind of is something special to me. And so what we have, I have some rubber fish, a rubber trout, and we do an art activity called Gia Taku. It's a Japanese art form. Gia means fish in Japanese, and taku loosely can be interpreted as print or impression. And so we allow the kids to paint the top of my rubber fish, and then we'll press paper on top. And then while they're feeding the fish, the paper dries, and they have a print of their special trout to take home with them. I'm sure we're the only hatchery here in Colorado that does anything like this.
Now, as far as feeding the fish, they don't have to bring anything with. In fact, you don't want them to. You have the food right there, right?
We have the same food to hand out to the people that our trucks feed the fish with.
And do the fish, do they get a lot of activity and see it? Well, I bet when they put that in, it kind of the fish go pretty crazy.
They look like piranhas.
It'd be so much fun. It's just, you know, and you're a hot, you're a little bit away from town, so you stay a little cooler there.
I do, and I think our hatchery is one of the prettiest that I've ever visited, because in addition to having the concrete raceways, we also have 7 earthen ponds, and then we're surrounded by the mountain. You know, we have Mount Princeton. You're looking right up at that. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place to stroll around. Even if you weren't feeding the fish, it's pretty to walk around and enjoy the scenery.
Well, it sounds like a great place for a day trip, just to come up, learn about the hatchery, see the fish, and just really enjoy yourself. Tell them again where it's located.
Okay, we're located on well, it's the highway between Buena Vista and Salida is 285. Then you take a right on County Road 162, which is the road that takes you up towards St. Elmo's. And then you'll take a left on 207, which is just a couple of miles up from the main highway. And you'll see the sign that says Chalk Cliffs Rearing Unit is what we're called.
Well, and I also, I went and searched Chalk Cliffs on the Parks and Wildlife site, and there's directions there, too. So,
right.
So just remember Chalk Cliffs and get up, and you guys will take good care of them, it sounds like.
Yes, indeed, and we'll be here until Labor Day is our last day for the Visitor Center to be open. We're open between Memorial Day weekend and Labor Day.
All right. Well, they got a little over a month. They need to get up there. Kevin, thank you so much.
You bet. Thank you.
You bet. Terry Wickstrom Outdoors is brought to you in part by Sun Power Sports, Colorado's largest ATV and motorcycle dealer.
Catch the fresh fish buzz with Honey Smoked Salmon from the Honey Smoked Fish Company. It's low in calories, a top 10 superfood, a protein, and it's a heart-healthy alternative to energy drinks and snacks.
True, true.
Mac, what you doing with that oversized baseball glove?
Oh, this, Cody?
Are you trying to catch the fresh fish buzz again?
Maybe.
The Honey Smoked Fish Company. Available at Safeway, King Supers, Costco Business Centers, and now at Walmart.